Hello and welcome to XR Connections, a podcast about extended reality. Extended reality is augmented reality, AR, virtual reality, VR, mixed reality, MR. And in XR Connections, I cover items of interest in extended reality that I have discovered through reading, watching, listening, demoing, and more importantly, meeting people in extended reality. This week, I have a first. It's an interview. The interview is with Aidan Wolf, who is the creator of the augmented reality Doodle Lens app. And the interview will be at the end of this episode. And on the first episode of XR Connections, what I'd like to do here is to share with you, people interested in XR, items of interest that I have found. I find it challenging to keep up with all of the information that's out there, and there are so many great venues or medium that we can find out information. There's LinkedIn, there's Twitter, there's a number of news sources. So I'm really trying to share what I've found that has made me more aware of what's happening out there. And I'm pleased that the concept of the podcast that I had that I haven't really shared is starting to come to fruition, so to speak. I named the show XR Connections in tribute to James Burke's great PBS show, Connections, which was very influential on me as a young boy watching the show. James Burke's Connections was a brilliant history of science and technology that made connections, sometimes unusual connections, between events and people and how one thing led to another. And the more that I go through preparing these podcasts, I'm seeing that things are connecting, and I'm pleased about that. Again, as I mentioned in the first episode, I'm always going to try to credit the source of where I found this information. I try to, when I see an article that's posted, I try to make a note of who shared that, because this is where we're all going to learn, is by following people and learning from people who are sharing this information. So you'll probably hear a lot of the same names again. You'll certainly be hearing me mention Jason McDowell of the AR Show and podcast, and Alan Smithson of the XR Ignite podcast. Both of those guys are just doing tremendous work weekly with incredible interviews. This week's first item of interest is a good example of what I'm talking about here with these connections. So the first item of interest is Google's new augmented reality wrapper. And the story is titled, "Why Aren't Brands Using Google's Augmented Reality Wrapper?" That was published on VentureBeat. And it's written by Mike Cadu of the company QReal. That's Q-R-E-A-L. And he writes, "I'm baffled why so few brands seem to be using Google's new augmented reality wrapper. It's a landmark product that allows both Apple and Android augmented reality models to be inserted into a website via a single line of code. My team is using it for clients as we speak, but we feel like a lonely bastion, so I want to light the signal fire for web AR. And he goes through how the Google wrapper works and says, basically, web augmented reality is here. The wrapper lets you showcase any product on a website with a 3D model. The user clicks and it opens to Quick Look for Apple users and Model Viewer for Android users. I will have a link in the show notes to this article, and you can see examples of interest." Well, Mike puts it very well in the article, so I'm just going to quote him here, quoting again from the VentureBeat article. Until now, augmented reality has been stuck in the app, but my team refused to try to market branded augmented reality apps. Making an AR app means that you have to push downloads and keep it fresh enough to retain users. People already have too many apps they don't use, so we felt this wasn't viable. Thus, we strictly focused on pushing content to the social apps that had AR platforms, Snap, Facebook, and now Instagram. These are obviously super powerful platforms, but they're not the World Wide Web. Thousands of product websites can now be enhanced and brought into the 3D world with the Google Wrapper. So there you have it, the Google Wrapper AR for the web. And again, I want to go through the connections here. So the article is by Mike Cadu of QReal. I saw the article posted by a fellow named Tom Emmerich. That's E-M-R-I-C-H on LinkedIn. He is very active in extended reality and on LinkedIn. So you should follow him, Tom Emmerich. And with Mike Cadu, I did not know this at the time, but Mike works with a fellow named Alper Guler of QReal, which was formerly Kabak, who I had a relationship with when they were working as Kabak and I was helping a friend on a consulting project in augmented reality. And that leads me to the second item of interest, which was the New York Virtual Reality Meetup, which was held last Thursday in New York City at Brooklyn's Navy Yard in the R Lab. Now, the R Lab, I mentioned before in the last episode, holds the augmented reality meetups, and they also hold these New York virtual reality meetups. This was the first virtual reality meetup that I attended. It was very well attended. At the beginning of the meetup is mingling and demos. I'm going to do a follow-up episode on the demos because they all were worthy of a little bit more discussion. But the meetup has the demos. You got Oculus Quest there and taking a look. You're in the world. You're seeing what people are developing. And then the meetup was based on the topic of ethics in emerging technology. And there was a fascinating panel discussion. There was a great intro to what is ethics. What are ethics, I suppose, is probably more correct. And that was given by Eric Rothman. And it was a great introduction to the topic of ethics and emerging technologies. Again, I'm going to do a follow-up episode that goes more into what I saw at the New York Virtual Reality Meetup. If you're in the New York area, you should definitely join that group. Again, it was hosted at R Lab. You'll be hearing me speak about R Lab often as it has become the epicenter of extended reality in New York City. But as to the connections, the virtual reality meetup was hosted by DJ Smith, and he really put on a great evening. DJ Smith is one of the founders of the Glimpse Group, and the Glimpse Group is based in New York and has a number of companies that are all experts in varying fields of extended reality, one of which is QReal, the former Kabak, and the folks that introduced me to this Google Wrapper augmented reality. So there you have it. We got Tom Emmerich posting the article on LinkedIn, the article written by Mike Cadu with Alper Guler, formerly of Kabak and now of Q Real, and they all work with DJ Smith of the Glimpse Group, who hosts the New York virtual reality meetup. As I record this, I am planning to attend the AWE Night New York City event hosted at the R Lab tonight. That's the augmented reality meetup. I'm looking forward to that. I'll have a full episode on that, and I'll tie that into what I saw at the virtual reality meetup. I was at the R Lab last week. They have just started their new group of accelerator program. They've got some great companies. I know one of them is speaking tonight. That's Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R. I'll have some more follow-up on that in the next episode. So in the interest of keeping these podcasts brief, those are our two items of interest. Again, the Google AR wrapper, the New York virtual reality meetup. For listening this week, you can go to Alan Smithson's XR Ignite, or XR for Business podcast is the title of the podcast. Definitely follow Alan on LinkedIn, and of course, listen to Jason McDowell's The AR Show, and also follow Jason on LinkedIn. And with that, following will be the interview with Aiden Wolf, the creator of the Doodle Lens app. And I learned about Doodle Lens by attending the augmented reality meetup in New York City a couple of weeks ago. Now, this is our first interview. Aiden and I did this through Skype, which seems to be the default recording method for podcasts. You will note the quality as of the audio goes down a little bit. Aiden was in sunny California. I was in New York City. And Aiden had some friendly birds chirping away, and you'll hear that. Here's the interview with Aiden Wolf, the creator of the AR app Doodle Lens.
So I have here via Skype Aiden Wolf, the creator of the Doodle Lens augmented reality app. I saw the app demoed at the AWE night in New York City a couple of weeks ago, and I've been fascinated with what Aiden is doing, and I thought I'd bring him on here so he can speak about the app and what his plans are for it. So welcome, Aiden. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Aiden, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and how you came to create this augmented reality app, the Doodle Lens?
Yeah. So my name's Aiden Wolf. I'm from the East Coast of the United States. I've been building augmented reality apps for basically the last 5 years. I've been in like making apps and games for basically my whole life, but really got interested in AR and how it can be this incredible tool to connect us in the real world, give us a way to tell stories and imprint ourselves on kind of the shared reality that we're all in.
Great. Okay. I love the idea of connecting. You know, here we are on XR Connections. So I love that idea. Tell me a little bit about, or tell us rather, a little bit about what gave you the inspiration for Doodle Lens, and tell us what does Doodle Lens do?
Yeah. Doodle Lens has a funny origin story of sorts. I was kind of just spending some time on YouTube, as I usually do, and watching videos from my favorite YouTubers. And one came up, his name's James Ralph. He just was talking about all his favorite cameras throughout his life, all the way back to when he was a kid. And he pulled up this camcorder, which he used to make all his home movies when he was a kid. And it had this incredible feature called memory, which basically just let you burn in drawings or text from paper onto the film. So you can make things like title cards, like, you know, you could write the end. And he right. used it in this magical way, which was to add characters and sets to his home movies, because he's a kid. He doesn't have like any budget. He maybe doesn't have any friends. So it's this amazing way to do that.
Right.
So I saw it and saw that it just like my eyes lit up. I got just this energy through my body because I was like, this is such a perfect AR app. So I immediately just started working on it. 5 hours later, had a demo, uploaded it to Twitter. That first video really blew up, surprisingly, and kind of motivated the creation of this app, because it was like, oh, wow, this is something that resonated with people. And then, yeah, Doodle Lens, the brief description is, it's a really cool app that lets you pull drawings and text and media into augmented reality using the camera on your phone, and then you can place it back out into the world. And you can also animate those creations. So it makes it really easy to start to create scenes and stories, creations of any kind, just using your drawing skills, just using paper. It almost becomes an invisible app in the creation of new realities.
Yeah, I was amazed. So I mentioned this on a previous podcast, but at the AWE night, you passed out paper and markers and had everyone do a doodle or a creation or drawing. And then you had, I would say, dozens of those drawings incorporated into to our environment within minutes.
Yeah. That was a super fun demo. That was the first time doing something like that. But I really wanted to test it with an audience, especially yes. thinking about the future in classrooms. And it's easy. You point your camera at a piece of paper. It takes what you want off of the paper and leaves the paper behind. And you can quickly start assembling these cool AR visuals. That was really fun.
Tell me, Aiden, about a little more about your idea for using this in education, the classroom experience, and how it can be used as a storytelling tool.
Yeah. So I think so far we're in about 25 schools, which is pretty fun. I think that's going to go up to about 100 in the next couple months. This awesome group out of Arizona State University is helping with that. It's the use case in the classroom. This is a creative app that gets you interested in what you're looking at. I think it's so if you're going over any kind of lesson plan, you can add a creative element that keeps the focus on what you're doing. So maybe for an example is if you're going over something historical or something very visual, you can pull elements right out of your textbook or just the material that the teacher handed out, and a kid can take that and quickly assemble something really, really fun without a need for kind of like any extras or any expensive budgets to kind of like supply content for the kids to use. Teachers can just come up with it themselves. They could print stuff off of Google Images and give it to the kids, and all of a sudden they can use that to make AR.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm going to have to get my boy introducing that in his classroom. He's just starting to take English history in fifth grade, so maybe he can augment Henry VIII.
That would be fun.
So now, Aiden, you mentioned that you've got the proof of concept, the working proof of concept out there on Twitter from, as I heard it, the inception of the idea in about 5 hours. So tell us a little bit about how you made the app. What did you make it in, so to speak? And what tools are you using to make this app?
Yeah, so the app is built in Unity. It uses AR Foundation, which is their kind of multi-platform API for creating AR experiences. So it's really easy to get started with that. It uses some of my proprietary tech that went into my previous app, Blue Sky Paint, which is how I got started on it so quickly, because Blue Sky Paint had a filtering algorithm for skies. So I just applied it to paper. It's Unity, a little bit of native iOS and Android on either side, depending on the platform. And I designed it in Sketch. That's basically the combo of elements that make it. Is there any other details?
No, I love it. I love that we have all these tools available and that they're free and that you're using your own IP that you'd already developed to create this. It's very inspiring. I think it will inspire other creators to just get going and do it. And I love that you're doing that. So I see from the app, when I downloaded it, that you got lots of community input and you're taking suggestions and constantly updating this. So tell us a little bit about that, what the community is telling you they want and the users are telling you that they need, and what is next for Doodle Lens.
Yeah. So the fun of building this app was having a bunch of people. There's 500 people in the Discord. All these people there to kind of share ideas or feedback. There was a bunch of people in the beta. It's a kind of a rare experience to have that level and quality of feedback like so early. But I've taken full advantage knowing that it's kind of a rare thing. And yeah, it's been this fun kind of community back and forth, thinking about what features people really want and kind of aligning it with what I think the app should be. And it's fun that it's been so one-to-one and so close on kind of those assumptions and then what people want, which is oftentimes rare too. Sometimes yeah. You get it completely wrong on what your app is for or what people want it for. So that's been really fun. And like things like animation, it was like, this app could have been released maybe without animation, but it wasn't, because the community wanted it so much and heard it from so many different places. And it ended up becoming the essential feature of the app.
It's so cool. It's really kind of mind blowing to see it done real time. Like I did, the animation is amazing. So believe it or not, I know Discord because my son is on Minecraft and Geometry Dash. But tell the folks what Discord is all about.
Right. Discord is it's kind of like Slack, but for people, I guess, and for communities. And I used it originally for games that I like to follow. So you end up getting these one-on-ones with developers and you get like, secrets and news first. So it's a really fun place to be. And you basically end up in this big chat room with other people who are really passionate about something, a certain very specific game or app or idea. So it's a really cool platform. And what makes it so special is it's just, it only takes a couple seconds to jump in, have an account. Automatically you're in a community and you can go through all the pages and see all the cool stuff that people are sharing. So it's a really cool platform.
Cool. All right. So that's Discord with an H, I believe, right?
Discord. Like,
right?
Oh, D-I-S-C-O-R-D.
Yeah. So where I got it on here. So, oh yeah. No H. D-I-S-C-O-R-D.
Yep.
Download it. Okay. Aiden, thank you. How do people connect with you?
Yeah, I'm always on Twitter, basically. It's always running in the background. So it's Aiden_Wolf. That's my Twitter handle. And you can find my email on kevaid.com, which is kevaid.com. That's where I'll be.
Great. Anything else to add, Aiden?
So I'm kind of creating AR apps. I just want to say it's never been more accessible, and there's so much room to create cool things. So if you're thinking of developing an AR app, definitely do it. Just said that at the end.
There you go. This kid's an inspiration. It's amazing what you're doing. I wish you all the best. And I know that we have more great things to look forward to seeing with what you're doing with Doodle Lens, and I'm sure what other projects you got cooked up.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thank you, Aiden. Go check out Doodle Lens.
Thank you for listening to XR Connections, Episode 3. This was recorded using Logic 10. Focusrite as the input device for the Scarlett microphone. And it's published through Anchor, which is really an easy way to make a podcast. Look for the show notes. The music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you for listening.